Every May, Bribie Island comes alive with the sights, sounds and stories of a golden era of boating. The Bribie Classic Boat Regatta, now in its 27th year, is Queensland's biggest classic boat gathering, a weekend of on-water parades, stunning vintage vessels and genuine community spirit. Joining us today is David Tripconi, one of the people who makes it all happen, to tell us what's in store for 2026. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Deb. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, what can you tell us a little bit about the background?
Okay, so yeah, so this is a 27th event. We did miss a year with COVID, so it started early 2002 with a gentleman, a boat builder from the Torbal district called Alan Graham, and he likes building the small river boats with just a single engine in them. So he got a gathering of people there. Up to Bribie, up to our beautiful waters of Bribie, and they used to just do what they call a mess about. They go up and down the passage and talk boats. So from there, it grew, and it grew too much for Alan to handle. So the Bribie Island Sailing Club took it over for a few years, and one of the members of that sailing club, a bloke called Doug Wilson, Dr. Doug Wilson, and his wife, Cece, created a different club called BACE, Bribie Aquatic Community Events. And the scope for us is to bring boating to the beautiful Bribie Passage and safe boating, like to learn about the environment, how to look after it and how to manage a boat nicely. So, yeah, we're doing that. We bring a whole heap of other boats up from all around the area, come North Queensland, Northern Rivers, Mid-Coast, boats from all over come to visit us this time of year, which is really lovely.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Can you tell us a little about the event itself?
Yeah, okay. So it's over 2 days, Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th. On the Saturday, we have about 70 boats coming, and they all gather around the bridge area and they make their way to Torbal on Saturday morning. They'll be there about 10 o'clock. And we're greeted from the Torbal Association there that have their own little market day there, which is really nice. They've incorporated with the visiting of us, and they have a beautiful day there with a open fire brigade display and things like that. So we're there for a morning tea for about an hour and a half. The smaller boats come along the beach where you can get up and close to them. The bigger boats have to anchor off. They don't have any other facility, but it's nice. You can get a good view of them. And so we have a morning tea there. And then in the afternoon, we go back to Pacific Harbour, the marina there. And that's the opportunity for the public to see the bigger boats, the only opportunity. So they tie up at the marina on the berths, and the marina is open for people to walk up and down the marina fingers and talk and hopefully even get invited on some of these beautiful boats.
Oh, yep. Can you tell us a little bit
really
about
exciting.
The boats?
There's a variety of boats. So they start from your rowboat, just a small rowboat. Come, all different designs are there. You'll have rowing sculls, and there's actually a double rollick rowboat that was used in Tasmania to tender lighthouses. That one vintages back to about the 1910s, 1920s. So we have our rowboat. We have our classic little trailer sailor boats. Most of these are made by the owners, which is really nice. And some have been restored. And then speedboat, we have our beautiful classic mahogany speedboat. So you can picture the boat, French Riviera boat or James Bond, those beautiful varnished boats with the big V8 engines in them. There's about four of them attending this year, so they're a real crowd pleaser. They're the boat that wins the people's choice most of the time because they just present really lovely. And we get our bay cruiser. Because of the bridge restriction, we don't get large sailing boats, but we get the bay cruiser, which there's, all come in all different variety sizes from 25 foot right through. We have a boat that's 50 foot long, bay cruiser. But yeah, we are bridge restricted. So yeah, there's all sorts.
Sounds like it's a real event for the boat enthusiast. But did I hear that there's going to be steam engines?
Yes, we do have steam engines. Unfortunately, not as many as previous years. These steam engines very much hang around like Lake Macquarie or down south coast. And I think because of travel the travel with the fuel and all that, it did slow a few of them down. But we still have a few here. And the steam engine is one that fascinates everyone. Just, it's a working piece of engineering that you can actually see working. You know, you can see the pistons go up and down, the crankshafts turn, all on fire. So they build a fire that creates a steam box, and the steam gets forced into a chamber that makes the motor go up and down. So very fascinating. They are a crowd pleaser as well.
Sounds wonderful. So are there trophies?
There are. There are. We do give out awards over the weekend. Saturday night is our main trophy night, where we have the Pride of Fleet, and each division has a perpetual trophy. And then on the Sunday, which we have a rather large event, we probably talk about that soon, is the People's Choice. And the People's Choice, every boat's numbered. You, the public, can vote, go to the voting poll there, vote for the number you want, and in a draw, you can get a chance to win a marvellous prize going on the Lady Brisbane from Brisbane down to the Gold Coast on a return trip day tour. It's a magnificent prize, probably the best boat tour that we have in our little part of the region here. So, yeah, there's a chance that we can, the people's choice, you can win this prize.
That sounds amazing. Tell us a little bit about the atmosphere, and also I heard there's going to be sideshows there.
Yeah, so Sunday is probably our biggest day. We have what we call a grand parade. So if you're on the foreshores of Ballara, Sylvan Beach, so if you're coming from the mainland, you cross the bridge, hard left, and you'll see it all set up there just as you head up Sylvan Beach Esplanade. We have a grand parade. So the 70 boats will parade from, they leave from the mouth of the Pacific Harbour precinct, and they'll grand parade with doing a big circuit in front of everybody. And then the bigger boats anchor off, the smaller boats come to shore. So that starts from 9. It's a good half hour to three quarters an hour to have everyone set and placed. And then we have all these exhibit stalls there, and government bodies like Parks and Wildlife, Marine Safety Queensland, Fisheries, Queensland Fisheries. There's about 18 different exhibitors that will exhibit all about safe boating, good environmental practices, some products. Yeah, so that really brings a good scope for people to, you know, get involved in the boat. If you're involved in boating, there's some really good information there. Market stalls we have, but they're all in the marine type scope. You know, if there's a market stall there. Something this year we've brought for the family, we've got some lovely children's activities. We have a face painter, we have a balloon artist, so they can get their balloon, like a pirate sword and a pirate hat and things like that. And for the best dressed child, we have about 10 different random draws for a child who's dressed to the theme of the day. So yeah, there's things for everyone there this year.
Sounds fabulous. And is it a big gathering?
Yes, it is. So on this, once again, Saturday we probably get the 500 people around that Pacific Harbour Marina. There's plenty of ample, lots of parking there. There'll be lots of the craft on shore to look at and people to talk to. There's the sausage sizzle and coffee and things like that. But on the Sunday, we with previous years, we've had the, the 1,000 to 2,000 mark people throughout the 3 hours that it's on. Just come visit us, and it's lovely to see all the different displays. There's model boats there. There's the classic cars as well. Come and join us. Yeah, it is quite a good vent, and yeah, there is a lot of off-street parking, so yeah. It's all quite easy to get to. It's right opposite the Bribie Island Hotel, so there's even an opportunity to go have a bit of a lunch. You can have a lunch there at the hotel, but we also have about 10 food trucks coming as well. So all different variety of foods. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all there. Everything there for to have a really good Sunday morning.
Fantastic. So is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
No, I think we've gone through a lot there. Thank you very much, Deb. Yeah.
Can we find you on Facebook?
There's so much to happen and, yeah, so much to look at. Just make your way to beautiful Bribie and,
And if anybody wants to follow you, are you on Facebook?
Oh, we are on Facebook under Bribie Classic Boat Regattas.
Okay, that's excellent. Okay, well, thank you very much.
And www.bace.org.au is our webpage. There's more information there as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you, Deb, and thank you. And let's hope we have a really good weekend.
Excellent. What a fascinating insight into one of Queensland's great community events. From the Saturday morning cruise at Spinnaker Sound to Sunday's Grand Parade at Sylvan Beach, the 27th Bribie Classic Boat Regatta promises a spectacular weekend of vintage vessels, steam engines, great food and family fun. A huge thank you to David Tripconey for sharing his passion and knowledge with us today. We'll see you on the water, Bribie Island, 16th and 17th of May. And for more podcasts on community, health, business and real estate or local icons, stay with 101.5fm.com.au.